Jensen, welcome to another edition of the LWYM podcast. This is your host, Gio, and I am, again, extremely glad and content that you are downloading these audio files. They are here. They are placed on our website for your spiritual edification, and we hope that you are taking full advantage of all of these MP3s and all of the free content that we are placing on our website. We also hope that you share these with your family members and your friends, because they also need to hear the absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. Today I want to talk to you some about a recent experience I had. I had the opportunity to go out with some friends and with my family to go see Rango, the movie Rango, about this delirious acting lizard who gets stranded in the middle of a desert and basically acts out being the sheriff of the town, and he encounters a wild and zany adventure. Now, some of you might be listening to me describe the film and say, wow, Gio really, really dug it. He enjoyed the film. Well, you'd be surprised. I did not enjoy it all that much. And the reason I say that is because I took my kids. I wanted to take my kids to see the movie, and they had been behind me for a while to go see it because they had seen the previews and the commercials. And you think when you go see a film like this that this is an animated film. This is supposed to be for the family, which it was. But I found such cunning craftiness within the plot, within the storyline, within the characters themselves, things that were said, certain manifestations, what the content of the film, that just pestered me. I mean, it really, really bothered me. And let me explain why, and I'll get to the grand scheme of the thing in just a minute, but stick with me for just a couple of minutes. Number one, the thing that bothered me the most about the film was its content. Number one, I guess the main plot of the film goes to show you that, or whoever wrote the film wanted to make his point that we humans are responsible for the decaying process of the planet, that we are leaving animals without natural resources like water, and that we are industrializing at such a fast rate that we no longer feel like we need to take care of Mother Earth. On top of that, there were some other things within the film that were pretty troubling, to say the least. For example, there's this snake, which is Rango's enemy. And at one point, you hear him say, another protagonist of the film tells this snake to go to hell. Now, if that doesn't bother you because it appears in a kid's film, I don't know what else should raise red flags. But then this very snake says, where do you think I come from? Or where do you think I'm from? Doesn't that raise even more red flags? Doesn't that even bother you just a bit? I mean, it did me, and I know it did my wife and the people we had gone out with. It also really perturbed them also. And let me tell you something. The reason I bring this up is because I want you to know that you need to be very careful with what you are watching, with what you are digesting on a daily basis. We no longer live in a society where things that were once considered pure, whole, things that were made just for simply entertainment or just for a good laugh, are no longer those things. Now, the evil people are using these things to lure in the audiences and the masses and the family members and the parents and the kids, and they're using these mediums as a vehicle to indoctrinate the kids. Well, what do you mean by that, Gio? Well, think about it. They put together this film without telling anyone what the plot was about, without letting anyone know what the true intention was behind the film. And then once you pay for it, once you've laid down your money for it, boom, they hit you with the message. I mean, I felt bad. I felt angry. I was frustrated. I felt insulted. I felt sad. Because when I was growing up, I used to watch the Tom and Jerry's of life, the Fred Flintstones, the Flintstones of life, the Jetsons, Johnny Quest. I mean, some cartoons that maybe some of you that are listening to these podcasts are not familiar with. But I ask you to check them out, because you'll see the big difference between this era's cartoons and this era's ideas of entertainment versus yesteryears and yesteryears eras, if that's even a word. But, you know, at one point, these things were protected. When you used to watch these cartoons, when you used to see, turn on the TV to watch a good cartoon, it wasn't intended for that. It was never intended to indoctrinate you. It was just simply there so that you could laugh, have a good time. And that was it. I mean, you just watched the show. You watched the half an hour cartoon episodes and you laughed a bit and you got together and you watched it with your friends and your family members and you had a good time. And that was the intention. Now, these individuals, like I said beforehand, and I'll reiterate it, they're using these things as a vehicle to lure you in and indoctrinate you and to send an evil message. You have to be really careful with what you're... I mean, it's the old children's tune that we hear over and over again. Be careful what your eyes, what they see. Be careful what your eyes, what they see. You know, that whole thing that there is a God in heaven that is looking from above. Be careful what your eyes, what they see, your ears, what they hear, what your mouth, what it speaks, so on and so forth. Why? Jesus tells us in the Bible that whatever comes out of the mouth of a man, that defileth the man. And you have to also remember that our eyes are also a vehicle to allow things to settle into our spirit. That's why I've always told you guys, and I'll repeat it once and again, be very careful with the things that you're watching, with the things that you're listening to, the music, the video games that people are putting out there are ridiculous. I mean, I'm talking about pure violence, sexuality, stuff you never used to see before, because there were boundaries that were in place that people used to respect those things. But once we started pushing the envelope, and once parents allowed these companies, these corporations, these industries, these individuals to push the boundaries, the limits of what should have never been crossed, then they felt like they were at liberty to continue to test the limits of libertinism, and therefore we are where we are as a society, because no one ever protested. Very few people ever did, and now we're experiencing the consequences. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, be very careful with trusting in man. Be very careful, because they will use these things to try to get to your heart, to your soul. Don't ever fall into the lie that says that man is inherently good. No, Jesus tells us that there's only one that is good, and that is God. God is the only one that is good. Man is evil. Man will go to whatever lengths he needs to go to in order to fill his pocketbook, in order to get his evil message across, satanic message across. So you have to protect yourself. You have to think about protecting yourself, because in reality, they're not thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. So think about your spirit. Think about your soul. Think about your mind, about protecting those things, because these are sacred things that God gives you. These are the things that give you access to truth. And if someone damages them, if someone tries to twist that, if someone tries to mess with your heart, then you will no longer be able to open yourself up to truth. You'll be insensible. You'll be desensitized. And number two, disconnect. Disconnect. Make sure to disconnect. If you feel like, and you know that you're stuck to the TV set, you're stuck to the computer screen, you're stuck on Twitter, on Facebook, on the video games, on the latest episode of whatever the case may be, disconnect. Go outside for a while. Read your Bible. Speak to someone. Go out and talk to someone. Don't do it on the phone. Don't text. Go and speak to someone in person. Go out and just enjoy the day. Go to the park with your parents. I mean, make a day out of it. And be used to, get accustomed to disconnecting from the world system. It'll do you good. Trust me. Take my advice on this. It will definitely allow you to detox from whatever it is that you have picked up, whatever it is that the world has tried to place in you. And now it will also allow you to be more sensible to God's word and his Holy Spirit. Remember to keep that in mind. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. I really, really enjoy bringing these audio bites to you so that it gives you a weekly encouragement, weekly spiritual edification. And we hope that you'll also join us every single Friday night at 8 p.m. That's when we get together and we have our meetings, 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida, beginning at 8 p.m. Also, visit our website, lwim.org, lwim.org, and subscribe for our email updates to receive exclusive content that no one else will get just visiting to our website. Only you will only receive this via your email inbox. Last but not least, I want to make a very important announcement. Beginning this Friday, we will begin to deal with the subject of creationism versus evolution. A lot of teachers out there are trying to indoctrinate you, are trying to teach you that evolution is a fact now. People will go to that length, when in reality, evolution is nothing more and nothing less than a religious system. And you need to know the ins and outs of Darwinism. You need to know the ins and outs of what is driving this agenda. And you need to know the truth about what God created, how he created it, and how everything works, so that you can marvel even more at God's creation and understand that God did indeed make his creation in a six-day span. Okay, so we'll begin that series, Creation versus Evolution, starting this Friday, the 18th. I hope you don't miss it, and I hope you invite your friends so that they too may also know the truth of the matter. Until next week, may the Lord shine his face upon you. God bless you.